Hello and welcome to WHRW's This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John. On May 20th, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed into law the Homestead Act. The act gave 160 acres of land to any applicant who was the head of a household and 21 years or older, provided that that person settled on the land for 5 years and then paid a small filing fee. How exciting.
A new homestead for us. I can't get wait to get in there and turn on the lights since I'm coming here at midnight. Come on in, Lucy, my wife, and Benjamin and Eddie, my two children, into our new house so we can look around with the light switched. Flip.
Meanwhile, outside, homesteaders.
I hate homesteaders. I'm going to cut their power.
I don't know why, though, but I hate them.
Oh, darling, it's dark.
Maybe because electricity hasn't become common in houses yet.
Oh, I know. I know why I cut the power now. I saw they had no flashlights, so they'd be lost in the dark forever.
Honey, I can't see. I'm lost in the dark forever. We don't have flashlights because nobody's invented them. Thump, thump.
Ooh. Oh, and I've used all the candles already.
Ooh, thump.
And now for no reason, flesh-eating bats.
Yeah, I'm a flesh-eating bat!
This is the worst night ever.
Let's go away from the Homestead Act. Let's get President Lincoln. Let's hire an assassin to kill him in the theater.
This is the best night ever. For me, actor turned assassin, John Wilkes Booth. I also do parties.
Unfortunately, flesh-eating bat parties never caught on, although I understand Wilkes Booth did become notorious for something else, apparently. Make sure that you have candles or flashlights in your home in case of a power outage or deranged actor. This is This Day in History on WHRW.